Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the education principal point of view. Today's show is on education spending in Jefferson County, West Virginia, lacks transparency. I'd like to start by reviewing a flyer I made for last November's election. Let's review that. Vote no to more taxes against the levy. The Jefferson County School Excess Levy, simply named the levy on the November 5th, 2024 ballot, is currently 39.2% of all property tax collected in Jefferson County, West Virginia. The current school excess levy was voted in on November 3rd, 2020 and runs from July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2026, so still about a year out, and raised $27,709,081 last year, or $3,363 per student extra. This was $5,296,684 over the projected amount of $22,412,937 per year. Now, the Jefferson County Board of Education wants us to pay $25,427,656 per year for the next school excess levy, which, if not defeated, and it was not defeated, on November 5th, 2024, will take effect from July 1st, 2026 to June 30th, 2031. 74% of high school students are not proficient in math. That's here in Jefferson County, of course. 38% are not proficient in reading. 61% are not proficient in science. 51% of middle school students are not proficient in reading. 56% of elementary students are not proficient in reading. We have 44 central office staff for 8,239 students, or one for every 187 students. Kanawha County has 47 central office staff, about the same, for 25,373 students, or about three times more, or one for every 540 students. So we have three times more central office staff. And, oh, by the way, that's not paid for by state funding. We have to pay for it, i.e., so-called excess and regular and excess levy. The accounting for what our tax dollars are spent on is very opaque. I believe in the necessity of transparency, honesty, and accountability on the part of our Board of Education. Since the Board of Education cannot detail clearly where our tax dollars have gone, the next excess levy should not be approved. On average, West Virginia spends $15,360 per student for K through 12 education. State funds, not local property taxes, account for about 56% of this amount. Federal funds account for about 12%. About 30% average is derived from local property taxes. All property owners already pay property taxes that are spent by the Board of Education listed on your tax bill as school current. So here's our breakdown. The state gets $9 for every $1,000 of property tax collected. The county gets $225. The school, under the label of current, gets $330. Plus the school improvement bond, we didn't include that, of $45. And the school excess levy of $391. So you're talking about a huge amount of our property taxes going toward the schools, approximately some almost 70%, no, 72%. So if we look further in this editorial that I wrote, we can find that all the personnel not covered by state funding, basically all the teachers, most all are covered by state funding, all of those personnel have salaries around $4.5 million. But according to documents that I finally got about 4 months late, well after the election I got in January of this year, the local central office staff of 44 people, they get about $5 million or $4 million plus, you know, all the benefits and extras. So in other words, the central office staff is getting about as much of the excess levy as all teachers are paid. And by the way, there's no way to differentiate between the excess levy and the regular levy. They don't account for any differences. So you can tell some things, though. So let's have a look at a chart of teachers' salaries next. So here we see a chart of teachers' salaries. We see that the November check is paid for with levy and county funds. Although it doesn't say excess levy, that could be the regular levy. So it's all muddled together. But anyway, let's look here and find out that a five-year teacher gets $800 of levy funds. Not clear if that's even the excess levy. Okay, so they get $800 of levy funds. But wait a second. If their tax bill is, say, $1,500 for an owner-occupied home, and the levy is some 42%, then they're paying like $630. Just that one person, that one teacher, paid $630 on their tax bill. Now, if it's a rental home or not owner-occupied, it'd be $1,260. But owner-occupied, they're paying $630, but they'll get an extra bonus, and it's not even clear if it's from the regular excess levy, of $800. In other words, they get nothing. Teachers get nothing, zero, basically nothing from either the levy, or, well, it's not clear if it's a levy or excess levy. But who's getting all this money? Well, the central office staff is getting as much as any, as much or more than all the teacher salaries. And things are not very transparent. So I'm going to write to Mr. Bishop, the superintendent, asking him if the figures he gives, you know, which add up to around $4 million for the central office staff. And then you remember you have to figure in like 25% for different bonuses. So you're talking about $5 million for the central office staff. And then the teachers who are not paid from the state get about the same amount or maybe a little less. So wait a minute. So 50% is going for the bloated central office staff that's three times bigger than in Charleston. And remember, the state forbids paying central office staff that were added since, I think, 1998 from state funding. So that's only paid by the levy. So they're getting like $5 million. And then check out this promotional card that the school board made, presumably in response to our campaign to defeat the levy. They're saying, oh, teachers get $8,000 from levy funding. But notice again, excuse me, this is meddled. Because, wait a minute, it doesn't say excess levy. Remember, the school is already collecting some 30-some percent of our property taxes already. So they don't say what fund, where it is. It's all muddled together. Levy checks, but that's not excess levy checks. Salary supplement. But we don't know if it's from the regular levy or the excess levy. It's all put together. There's no real accountability. So this isn't completely transparent because we didn't say we wanted to get rid of all school funded, we being the against the levy movement. We just said we wanted to get rid of the excess levy. So they put out this muddled mess because they can't even account for what's the difference between the excess levy and the levy. It's just all thrown together. So who's to say that, you know, 90% of this could have been paid from the regular levy? How about cutting the staff so we're not paying millions to staff? And also, why didn't the school exercise more due diligence? Let's talk about that in just a minute. I'll share one more document before our conclusion. Here we see that on the list of expenses, by the way, the school told me I should just look this up in the newspaper. Well, everybody who's listening online, raise your hands if you saw this list of expenses printed in the newspaper. The circulation newspaper is like 4,000. Okay, there's what, 60,000 people in our county? And by the way, who reads this? Not that many people. So the school shouldn't be telling me I'm supposed to go look it up in the newspaper. You know, they should readily send it, and they didn't. I got this 4 months late. So EPIC, I forget what it stands for, but they handle, they're in Berkeley County, interestingly, they handle the legal expenses for the school. Now, this list of expenses, which I was sent in January of this year, says they got $2,537,517. Well, what the heck is that for? So I'm writing and will send, email. I will send an email to Dr. Bishop, the superintendent, asking him. But a lot of that's probably for legal expense. That's not acceptable. They're spending half of what they spent. Well, he can list what it's for, but let's say that's mostly for legal expense. And it's not transparent because they don't say, because people probably wouldn't like if they say, oh, we paid, Joe Smith Law Firm $2 million this year. People say, what the heck? But they paid it to EPIC, which nobody knows what it is, and nobody saw this list anyway to speak of. And if you're listening to this show, and if you got this list, boy, I'd like you to post a note how you diligently read the list of what the school's paying the money on. And even if you did read the list, can you understand where it went? Not so much. I mean, some things may be evident, like they paid Pepco or things like that, but other things not so much. So I'd like to know how much this went for legal expense and why are their legal expenses so high? And there's probably many other expenses that could be pulled out here too. To conclude, I wish we could repeal this thing. I'm not sure if that's legally possible, but still doesn't take effect for a year. It needs to be repealed. We have bloated staff. We have non-transparency. We have obfuscation. We have even, I challenge the teachers listening. You say, oh, Mr. Urban, you're against teachers. No, I'm for teachers. I like to help students. I run a nonprofit that works in youth education. We don't want students to suffer. But this isn't more money does not equal better education. Spending has increased like this off the charts over the last decades. Approximately three times, if I'm not mistaken, greatly in any case, and performance has been level or going down. So we are getting more our bang for the dollar. We're not. More money does not equal better education. So West Virginia is making right steps with the Hope Scholarship, for instance, and I encourage parents to look into that. And if you possibly can, send your children to private school or a school co-op and other innovative situations if you feel that's the best option for your child. So I also want to say that I personally worked two precincts here at Blue Ridge Elementary where they did try to throw me out. Again, so much for freedom of speech. Anyway, I know my rights. I kept giving out flyers. Giving out that flyer I was reading, working from about 9 a.m. to poll closing, we got about 50% at Blue Ridge precincts. Hello, 50% of the people voted against the school levy. And we/I, due to not mobilizing enough other people, didn't cover the peak time of 6 to 9 a.m. Surely we would have defeated it in our precincts. Hello, just by handing out a flyer. And also we/I bumped up the amount of people. We did have other people supporting and helping with our campaign too. Bumped up the amount of people in early voting from 20, generally at precincts otherwise than the Blue Ridge ones where I was working the polls. With that flyer, about 25% of the people voted against the levy. That's it, 25%. At our precincts, 50% I venture to say it would have been 55% to 60% if we had full coverage of all poll hours. So that shows that simple education can defeat this thing. This is not in the interest of teachers. It's not in the interest of students. Who can spend your money best? The government? No way. Completely inefficient, completely bloated, completely non-transparent. The central office staff gets an average of $9,000 each a year bonus. Would you like to have a $9,000 bonus? Well, you could have at least about a $600 plus bonus, or if it's a non-owner occupied home, $1,200, but getting rid of the excess levy, every county resident who pays taxes. So this is not about education. It's about people getting more money to use as they wish. And the Board of Education here should be more circumspect than an 8-minute deliberation. Yes, 8 minutes. Hello. Check the recordings if you don't believe me. Where they said, oh, we're going to put the levy on the ballot. All right. Any discussion? They discussed it for all of 8 minutes. 8 minutes to sock every county taxpayer with an extra $600 to $1,200 a year bill, $25 million. No, and by the way, why is there no cap on our thing? Collected $5 million extra, not $5 million, $5 million extra. The school's awash in cash. Enrollment has declined over the last 10 years. This is crazy. So I'm going to continue this education effort, and I hope you will educate yourselves. If there's any way we can repeal this monstrosity. Anyway, we need to continuously work for education and be involved and know that parents and citizens are the ones who can best spend their money, not the government, especially not our local Board of Education, which has proved itself to be extremely bloated. Thanks for listening. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming from Historic Harpers Ferry. We've been talking about the non-transparency of education spending in Jefferson County, West Virginia, and how we need to be aware and cut the excessive spending and cut the non-transparency and obfuscation. Thanks again, and we will see you next time. Do like, do comment, do share. Bye-bye.